Blog Talk Radio.
The days I can't see your eyes, I don't even want to open mine. On the days I can't see your smile, well, I'd rather sit, wait a while. For the days I know you'll be near, 'cause a day without you, it just isn't fair. See, the days I can hear your voice, I'm left without a choice. But they get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby. And every other cheesy cliche. Yes, I'm swept off my feet, oh, my heart gets a beat. But there's really only one thing to say. You're beautiful to me. You're everything, yeah, that's beautiful. Yes, to me. Just how much it got me going insane. When you speak to me, sometimes it's fine. Oh, I stutter my words, I say never mind. 'Cause even when you just walk by, well, I look around to seem occupied. 'Cause I'm trying so hard to hide. Yeah, all of these feelings inside. 'Cause I get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby. And every other cheesy cliche. Oh, just off my feet, my heart gets a beat. But there's really only one thing to say. You're beautiful.
Journey into the light. You are beautiful. All out to all the listeners out there. The message from Spirit to you. You are beautiful. And you heard it here on Journey into the Radio. I am your host, Michael Long, and we're so glad that you are here on a beautiful Sunday evening here as we progress throughout the evening with four-hour block of radios. We're into our third and a half hour, and we're going to be joined with Annette Hart now coming up. She's a psychic medium, going to be taking your calls for free readings. So dial on into the number and then press the one on your phone, okay? 347-884-8245 is the phone number here on Journey into the Light for the past 9 years. So dial that in, or the number on the screen starts with 319-527-6037 here exclusively on Journey into the Light. And I just want to make your attention there to our GoFundMe Journey into the Light Homeless project that we have been doing since December. And just asking, you know, folks out there, you know, reach into your hearts when you hear this show. And don't be like so many of the people I saw today that when I went to help the homeless that just passed on by, just car after car after car. It was sad. But the joy was in meeting these souls. One was a vet who served this country, gave his limbs. He had no legs, but he had a great spirit. Another guy had a sign that said, my life is useless. I am ruined. I couldn't believe the sign. And the guy was sitting there on the parking lot, head down, head buried in the cold wind of today. And I pulled up and talked with him. And he's been stranded up here, and he lives about 800 miles away and just trying to gather enough money to get gas and head back home. And another guy just on crutches and just the joy. I mean, sharing their pictures as the week goes on, but just the joy in these people's heart. My God, I don't know if you can detect the joy in my voice today, but it's not from going grocery shopping earlier. Okay, that's not it. It's from meeting these souls, beautiful souls. Help out. God, I don't know how else to help people to bring into the joy. There's a GoFundMe link on the show page. Help, support, bring the joy. The day of judging why they're on the side of the road, most of them, I think, are angels. It's becoming on us. What will we do? What will we do? We had the chance to help. Here is your chance to help, as Spirit is asking you to help. What will you do? The link is there. Will you help? I've taken this cause on. I told you guys who know me for a long time, this is the one thing I've always wanted to do, was help the homeless. And now we've been able to do it with my partner, Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch, a healing modality. She's my partner on LA Talk Radio. And we're able to go out. And but a lot of it's due to Jennifer Taylor's support. It's hard to receive donations. It really is. And I don't know why it is. That blows my mind. It blows my mind why people, you know, drive by, you know, over and over, no one's stopping. These are souls. These are our brothers. These are our sisters. Gosh, it's, this is very near and dear to my heart. And been talking about this for 3 hours today, and not one person has donated, not one person. But I know someone will. I know someone will. So if it's you, blessings to you. And I want to thank all the people who have contributed. And and this is a mission that will never stop. This is a mission just like Journey into the Light, where we help the souls on the radio show, either listening or the souls that are on the phone lines. Okay. We're going to be joined in now with Annette Hart. Call on in again. You guys got the number? 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and let's bring in Annette to the show. Annette, welcome. Okay, let me get the connection right here. Annette, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, there you go. Yes, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I was listening to you, Michael, you know, when you were just talking about your passion really comes through, talking about these poor souls that are homeless. And the one thing that I've been focusing myself on this week is that word joy, because joy is the highest vibration. If you study Maslow at all with his pyramid and his hierarchy, once we get into that place of joy, everything will manifest for us. So, you know, and the best way to be in a state of joy is to give. When we give, we really do truly receive. So, you know, what you're doing, you're just such a great person that you care and you have such compassion. I wrote down joy is the highest vibration just as soon as you said it, because that's something that's been coming to me all week. So I guess there's been a little psychic connection between me and your mission. It's great. So I just wanted to touch on that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. We get more out of helping than they get out of us helping. I know that is true.
Right. And that's it. You know, when we give to someone else, it actually releases us from whatever problems we have in our lives, because we send out a really good vibration. So anybody listening, if you're, you know, just give up your judgments, because a lot of times we have a tendency to judge why a person might be homeless. And you know what? That's really not what we need to think about, is what brought them there. Just, you know, make the donation. Know that you're sending a blessing out into the universe and that you're bettering a life that really needs your help. So.
Yeah, I mean, you just, you know, you can't judge, because unless you've walked in someone's shoes. I remember real briefly on 2020, the news program some years ago, they did a story on a guy who was underneath a bridge in Jersey somewhere, homeless. And his story was he had a family, he worked, beautiful house. But his daughter got abducted and was brutally raped, and the person who did it got off on some technicality. He, as a dad, was in such rage, tracked down this person and beat the guy so bad that he almost died. So this guy, the father of the victim, was sent to prison, and his wife left him and family left him. When he came out, he had nobody. And he went underneath, he was homeless, so he was under a bridge. And someone at a local store nearby gave him a chance. And now he's a manager at this store and is getting his life back in order. So someone believed in him, and that's how he became homeless. So we don't know how people have gotten there. So,
right.
Yeah.
And that's important to just not even think about, you know, how they got there, because we really don't know. And, you know, just do what you can to better a life, and hopefully it'll pay it forward somehow.
Right. So. It's what we teach in spirituality, not to judge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
a
golden rule, I think, in our faith. Annette, tell the folks a little bit about yourself, and then if you want to segue into your topic today, that'd be great.
Okay. So a little bit about me. I've been on this spiritual journey probably over 25 years, if not my whole life. I've had a connection to the angels and the angelic realm. You know, as a small child, children are, we come to here, to this life connected psychically. And as we grow older, we sort of lose that connection. And I just remember as a little girl, especially at night when I would go to sleep, I'd be able to feel what I now know is my third eye, the third eye chakra, and it's between your eyebrows, and I would feel it actually open, and I would hear some clairaudient. I can hear spirit talk. But as a child, I didn't know what it was, and I just made mention one night to my sister, and, you know, she kind of put me on the warning that that was not a good thing. I was going to get in trouble, and, you know, little by little, that kind of shut down over the years. But as an adult, like most people, I went through this point where I said, gee, what is my mission? What is my purpose? And I guess I said it with such conviction, because one day I just heard this voice tell me, you know, you need to get up and go to the library. They're having a book sale, and you're going to find what you need. And I was really, you know, not big on funds at the time. I did not have a lot of money, and I must have bought probably $100 worth of materials for around $5 at this book sale. And let me tell you, it got me right back into the flow. Louise Hayes, You Can Change Your Life. I found out about Doreen Virtue, whose cards I have in my hand now, and she was just becoming known through Hay House. She's an angel reader. So little by little, life got me on the path to do this, to do the cards and do the readings. And I just enjoy it so much. And actually, the topic for the week was, you know, for me personally anyway, I've been in a bit of a funk, and I just said, you know, what's going to get me out of this? And I realized joy. Every time I find myself going down, I think about joy being the highest vibration. And that's what I do. I refocus myself and I reshift myself. Problems don't go away. I'm not saying your problems will go away, but your attitude about them changes. And when you change your attitude, the answers and the help will come to you, and it'll be clear, and you won't miss it. So that's kind of the little thing I want to put out there for tonight.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for that, Annette. And well, why don't we just jump to callers here, because we have callers. So let's go to 917 area code. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? You're on the air, 917. Well, let's go to area code 727. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, Carrie, I'm calling from Florida.
Florida? Okay. Marianne, your name?
Carrie,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Kind of cutting out when you were saying your name. So how can I help you tonight, Carrie?
I met someone recently, and I wanted to know what you feel about the connection.
Okay, so this is a romantic relationship we're talking about?
No, I'm kind of interested in this person, but, I mean, there's definitely nothing going on.
Okay, but you would like for something more to come about?
Yeah, I don't know this person that well, but I did feel some attraction, so I'm just wondering.
All right, I'm going to just shuffle these cards.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. I'm just looking. Okay. So, you know, the first card that popped out was about teaching and learning, but I'm just going to hold that to the side for right now. Are you doing anything right now, though, to further your education? Are you, or even if it's just like an online course? Something on the side?
No, I'm not. No,
okay.
Not right now.
Mm-hmm. Were you considering that? Were you thinking about that?
That hasn't been on my mind, but maybe in the future.
Okay, because, you know, the funny thing was when this card came out, I felt that it really wasn't, it was just something that for the side, you know, so maybe that's why it popped out. Maybe it's kind of like it's talking about something you might do down the line. But in regards to you and this person, I have a beautiful card here with Archangel Haniel, and the message on here is about sensitivity, and it's talking about you being, you're very sensitive right now. Do you find yourself being a little more emotional, or your a heightened sense of what's happening around you? Maybe things get to you a little more. It's not in a bad way.
I went through a lot of stress. I had a rental property, and the people that left were very abusive to me, and then I re-rented it, and it's been really, really hard. But I rented it today, so the stress is going to start coming out, you know, leaving me.
Good.
It was
good.
Really hard.
I'm looking at this. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm feeling, is that something really got to you.
Yes.
And it's sort of like, you know, it got you to a point where it affected everything else around you, you know.
Everything.
And so you
just
let it go. Right, right. And, you know, of course, it's easy on my end for me to say that to you. But, and when I talk about letting it go, you know, we can always channel our energies into something else that's positive, listening to just soft music and breathing. But you seem to have handled it already, so that's great. Now, the next card is talking about gifts from God with Archangel Sandalphon. And I see that the angel here is holding up this beautiful, beautiful, huge chalice. And it's just ready to be filled. And it's what I'm feeling is like you're ready for this. You're ready for a relationship with someone. So it's looking very positive. You may actually have to make the first move, though. You may actually have to put something out there.
This guy was one of the guys that was trying to rent my house, you know. But he didn't end up renting it. But he said his furniture was too big for the house.
Okay.
So I sent him an email today saying that I like a man with big furniture. Because I was trying to flirt with him.
Make the first move. That's pretty clear.
I don't know.
And you know what? Honestly, if you're going to pursue something, it's probably better that you don't have this, tenant-landlord relationship. You know what I'm saying?
I actually didn't really like him as a renter, to be honest with you, because he was a pain in the butt. He's kind of like... I mean, I'm attracted to him, but he looks like kind of indecisive about things. And I had people who came in, they wanted it for sure, but his furniture was too big and he couldn't fit his furniture in the house because it's not a small house, but apparently he has big furniture. Do you think that he's going to respond at all to my email? Like he hasn't, like, or do you think he's going to be like, this lady's crazy? Like what, you know?
I'm going to pull one card.
I mean, maybe he has no, like, attraction to me at all, and I can accept that and move on. It's not – I mean, I'm not, like, madly in love with this person or anything, so.
Right, right. All right, so I pulled another card, and it's actually Archangel Raphael, and he's a big guy in this picture here. Now, one of the things – that, you know, it's very hard to do yes or no questions. But one of the things, the big message on this card is that you seem to have some old patterns, and it's saying, like, breathe and release old patterns. So,
yeah.
You know, that's for you to, like, look inside yourself about, you know, before you even hear or not hear from him. What the angels are saying is that, you know, before you get into another relationship, kind of look back and see if you can find a pattern of what happened every time you got involved with someone and how things went the way they went, you know, whatever it is about yourself or how you respond to things about them. Now, if he's an indecisive guy, that's something you want to think about too, you know.
Yeah, I have been thinking about that.
You know, did he come in with measurements for his couch and said that this room, you know, because honestly, you don't have time for that. You don't.
I know, that's kind of how I feel about him.
It's going to be the same old. So, you know, if you think about it and you just change your mind and he does respond, you'll find a gracious way. You don't even have to answer him, that's all. And
well, he's
just
definitely
let it go.
Not pursuing me at all because he was looking at me as a landlord, so it wasn't like we were flirting that much or anything.
Right, right, because he didn't feel it was going to do him any good, you know. But, you know, like I said, this card where she's holding up the chalice, someone's coming in. Someone's going to come into your life. You just want to make sure you get yourself ready because you don't want things to go south. You know, obviously, you want something good. And the best way is for us to always look at ourselves. What is it that I do? What do I bring to the table? How do I behave in a relationship? And how can I deepen it and strengthen it? We always have so much self-work we have to do. And that may go back to the teaching and the learning. That may be why that card came up, is you really need to learn about yourself. You know, it doesn't have to be a formal education. It's about ourselves, going within. All right?
Okay.
All right, Carrie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Blessings, hon.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. Take care, Carrie. All righty.
Thank you.
You're very
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Okay, let's see if we can get a quick call in from Tammy in Texas. Go ahead, Tammy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tammy. How can I help you tonight?
I just have a week ahead where I'm completing a project and starting a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very tense energy around it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious if there is something I'm not looking at or if I should look at something to help this be a more smooth process for myself, my team, and my clients.
Okay. All right. So the first card that came up for you was leadership. So obviously when you talk about the team, are you in charge of this project?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you feel that you've had the control of it, or do you feel that it's been split up too much where other people have had input and kind of – because I'm looking at this picture – and in the picture here, it's Archangel Gabriel, who's a great communicator, but he's dropped the horn, okay? And the funny thing is, the picture is a female, even though angels really don't have forms, male, female, but Gabriel we all know to be a male. This is a female, so this card was dead on for you. And it's sort of like the fact that the horn is falling, almost like losing control, feeling like something's slipping away, which kind of resonates with what you're saying. You're really worried. But do you feel in some way that you've given up some of the control and the power overseeing this?
I did have to give up some of the power and control over it because the client wants it exactly as he wants it. There's no creative license for me and my team at all.
Okay.
I'm waiting for that moment for him to be able to see it and finalize it and move on because he is the person that just threw out some negative energy for chaotic reasons that I don't know about last week. And it's really not my business.
Okay. So it wasn't part of the team that you were struggling with, because I wasn't sure if the feeling of losing control, you know, maybe one of the other team members was being aggressive. Okay, we're going to do it this way and
no,
overstep.
Not my team, but the client.
Okay. So it was the client. Okay. I pulled another card for you, and it's talking about being gentle with yourself. So you know that now that you know you've done what the client wanted. And even though it's stifling your creativity, at the end of the day, you know, it's all about service. So if you've done what the client wanted and it's not what you – if you were doing something for me, you probably would have been so creative. It would have been wonderful and beautiful. But you're giving this person what they asked for. So go easy on yourself. Right? Know that you fulfilled what the client wanted. And then the next person that comes along will hopefully, you know, let you do things your way. You're talking about, you know, my daughter's in marketing, and I'm a teacher, and a lot of times our creativity gets so stifled because things have to be a certain way.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I go back and I tell myself, I'm doing what I was told to do, so there can't be anything wrong with it. I know it's on your mind because you're professional and it matters to you, but if you're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, you're good. You're good. Just be gentle on yourself and just say the next person, you know, put it out there. My next client will appreciate my talents and what I can do and what I can, myself and my team can bring to the project. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure, Tammy. This person's darn lucky that you care that much, that this is on your mind that much. So,
Can you give me insight to what the negative energy is about?
Yeah, Tammy, we're out of time. So sorry. You could contact Annette. All of Annette's contact information is all right here on the show page for private sessions. Annette, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
All right, Michael. Be well. Blessings.
Blessings. Bye-bye. Okay, our next guest is coming up, so everybody can call back in. We'll have a full hour with Maria, psychic medium from New York City. Call back in, everybody.